The word purification does not have to be understood in the frame of absolutes. So you don't want to gauge yourself in a self-deprecating way that has your back against the wall, that is seeking validation from anything other than God. To purify your heart does not mean that you in your entirety are impure. And these are words that we don't use day to day. And when we think about them and we hear them, a lot of the times we hear them only in the frame of where you are terrible, where you are lacking, where you are an embarrassment, where you don't honor the rights of our community. You don't dress the way you're supposed to. You don't look the way you're supposed to. You're not supposed to be as educated as you are. You're not supposed to be single. You're not supposed to wear that when you pray. You didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. It's all the signs of impurity. You are bad. You are wrong. You are haram. Everything and everything is just rooted in negativity. Break it out of your head for a moment. And really think that if those people weren't considerate of your heart, you don't want to take what they have in their hearts and put that inside of you and also be inconsiderate of your heart. The action of purification does not assume that you in your entirety as an individual are somehow categorically impure. You are bigger than the worst of your actions. You are larger than any of the vices that exist inside of you. The science in and of itself is not meant to be one that pushes you in a subtle way into something that will add more agitation. But it's a process, it's a mechanism through which you can actively find contentment and fulfillment in ways that you couldn't even think about. Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be upon him, walks with a group of individuals and they come upon a carcass of a donkey that is ridden with flies, filthy. And the people are looking at it and they're commenting about just how disgusting it is. And when he speaks, he says, "Look at how beautiful its teeth are." You find beauty where beauty is. And you move away from a perspective that is only ingrained and trained to see what is lacking, what is a shortcoming, what is filth, what is disgusting. And you look to then empower yourself through perspectives that can really harness a much needed recognition of beauty that we're not finding day to day. And it doesn't start from just buying the most flashy things or acquiring, you know, more of the material. Starting to take care of what's going on inside of yourself and understanding the importance of really taking care of those things.